up her arms just to feel complete. She's a speed freak.
All right, folks, that right there is Pure, and pretty sad. Usually I'm joyful when I play the band Pure, but it has been sad that actually kind of embarrassingly since my last show. It's not since my last show, but on April 25th, Todd Simcoe died. So he was the I talked about this at the end of my show. Last like 2 weeks ago. By the way, this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. Anyways, the band Pure, so they're around Vancouver, a Vancouver band from the early 90s into, I think, right about the turn of the millennium. And that guitar sound is my all-time favorite guitar sound. I think I might have told you all that in the past if you listen to the show. But I just love that guitar sound. And my husband is a guitar player and has been for a long time. Actually, he was in the band Pluto, my husband. Yeah. And I say that confusingly because Pluto and Pure had played together before. And anyways, yeah, Todd Simcoe, at the age of 45, I believe, died April 25th. Now, the details around his death are kind of fuzzy. I'm not exactly sure what happened. I've tried to do a lot of research, and it seems to be that he suffered some sort of drowning, so in a river. But again, the details are not really out there, so I don't know. But it's a tragedy. Regardless, it's just a huge tragedy. And yeah, Pure, there were four of them. And let me tell you who was in the band. Of course, there's Jordy Burt. He was the lead singer. Of course, Todd Simcoe on guitar. Let's see who else was in the band. Then we had the drummer, Lee Grant. Actually, there are five. That's right, five. Because there was a keyboardist, Mark Henning, and bassist Dave Hadley. And they did change their drummer toward the end to a guy named Jim. I actually knew Jim. Jim was an interesting guy. He used to hang out with me on Commercial Drive when I worked at this this clothing vintage clothing store. He used to come around all the time. Good old Jim. And so there you go. So I'm going to play a few more songs, at least from Pure, to I don't know, to just commemorate Todd Simcoe. And the other thing is not that he wasn't just the guitar player from Pure, but he also produced tons of bands. You might be surprised to find out how many bands he produced. Like, he did that album for The Organ, I believe, their first album there. He also worked with, who else? There's so many bands. I was reading this. The Young and Sexy. Let's see. He worked in the studio with Marcy Playground. Who else? Big John Bates. I do believe he worked with Biff Naked, etc. So many bands. The Saltines. And he had a home studio. And he was keeping it real. He was like in his mid-40s, focused and dedicated to music. And sadly, he had a daughter. So, I mean, it's a joy he had a daughter, but sadly, he leaves behind a daughter is what I'm trying to say, who was pretty young. She looks maybe 8-ish. I saw pictures. Anyways, there you go. So let's move on and let's hear some more Pure. So this show, as I might have mentioned, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. And I'm here until 8. I'm here every second week. So from 6:30 till 8, you have me, Anita B. And then every alternating Wednesday with myself is Jonathan B. And yeah, there you go. Okay, so let's see. We're going to hear, so we heard Anna. And that was, by the way, from their album released back in 96, Generation Six Pack. And I saw these guys actually in Toledo. Isn't that funny? So I went to go see the band Pluto, which, interestingly enough, ended up one of the guys becoming my husband, whom I have kids with. Isn't that funny? Whoever would have thought? And then they were playing with Pure, both bands out of BC, playing at a club in Toledo, myself being from Windsor, so it's just like an hour down the highway there, Toledo, Ohio. Okay, now let's see. We're going to hear the song, we've heard Anna, which is my favorite song. I think we'll hear Lemonade. Can't go wrong with Lemonade. And there we go. Hold on. Here we go. Let me try this again. Here, let me start again. This right here is Pure on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I think we're lost. in a parking lot. one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Rio Theater is your independent East Vancouver theater, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays. This May, movies are back at the Rio. Fridays at 11 p.m., there's no better place to be than at the Rio Theater for classics such as Battle Royale, Purple Rain, The Dark Crystal, and Jackie Brown. As always, ticket prices are reduced for midnight movies if you arrive in costume, so dress to impress. Special events this month at the Rio include May 16th, open mic night at the Rio with East Fans Got Talent, starting at 8 p.m. Alan Doyle performing live Wednesday, May 23rd, also at 8 p.m. May 30th, get your nerd on with the live Dungeons & Dragons comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers the last Wednesday of every month as they quest for glory and snacks in this live, improvised spectacular. Did we mention that movies are back at the Rio? For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. I want to find out what I've missed. Don't leave me now. Don't leave me now. Don't leave me at a time like this. Just like you, snapshot on a magazine. Now all the rage, turn back the page. At one time you were just like me, here in Teenland. Oh, Teenland. Oh, Teenland. Oh, Teenland now. Drink up and drown. Drink up and drown. This poison always brings me round. I need cigarettes. I need cigarettes. I need nicotine for full effect. Here. Kids are walking out on their heroes now, and what the kids are talking about, it means zero now. You got to give us a break, give us a break, give us a break in Teenland now, in Teenland now, in Dreamland now, right now.
you're on the team. Sometimes it makes you want to scream. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. I want to find out what I've missed here in Teamland. Oh, Teamland. Oh, Teamland. Oh, Teamland now. Teamland. Oh, Teamland. Oh, Teamland. Oh, Teamland.
All right, folks, that right there was awesome, wasn't it? That was actually, of all people, Andrew Vincent doing that Teenland cover. Do you guys remember that song? Well, if you're, I don't know, 37 or older, you might remember that song. That right there was the Northern Pikes, of course. The Northern Pikes out of Saskatchewan someplace. I don't remember exactly where. But that song was Teenland and covered by Andrew Vincent. Andrew Vincent being out of Ottawa, and he has a band, or he used to, I'm not sure if they're still in this formation, but it was Andrew Vincent and the Pirates. Arr, yes. All right. Now, that comes off of a CD that seems new to the station here. It's called Have Not Been the Same, Volume 1, Too Cool to Live, Too Smart to Die. Now, this here is the songs were put together by Michael Barclay. Now, Michael Barclay wrote the book, Have Not Been the Same, The Can Rock Experience, or sorry, The Can Rock Renaissance, 1985 to 95. Michael Barclay. Now, I remember him, and I think he still is. He's like a music writer guy. Now, I'm trying to remember who he wrote for. I haven't done my research as I usually do. Now, Michael Barclay, I feel like he might write for Exclaim, but I've read lots of his reviews and stuff. And yes, anyways, so there's lots of really good songs on this compilation, and we will hear some more. Yes, we will. So I'm going to tell you the other bands that interest me here. Let's see, we have we're going to hear a Sloan song, a Sloan cover. It's called The Lines You Amend, and that is covered by the Forest City Lovers. Let's see. Oh, hello. What was going through my head? The Grapes of Wrath. Yeah, we're going to hear that one. That is performed by the Great Lakes Swimmers. Oh, so many songs. Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right, so I think we'll just listen to those for now. And what can I tell you? Oh, my name's Anita B. I can tell you that. That's who I am. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Who did we just hear before that? Oh, we heard Pure. We heard three songs from Pure. The last one we heard, they're all from the 1996 album, Generation Six Pack. We heard Drugs, Guns and Booze, Lemonade, and then we started the show off with Anna. And, yes, we will very much miss, Todd Simcoe very much. So wherever you are, I don't know, have a drink, rock on. So let's move on. And what did I say we're going to hear? Let's see. Okay, I think we're going to hear, let's start with The Lines You Amend, the Sloan cover, from the Forest City Lovers. That's song number 6. And now, the Forest City Lovers, I do believe they're out of London, Ontario, and Canadian. Now, these are all Canadian bands covering Canadian bands, which is very cool. So let's make sure this cues up properly. And I think we're ready to go. Alrighty. I'm here until 8 o'clock. This is a show featuring Canadian music. Here we go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now you're on the ocean.
Yeah. told me a lie. Tell you why, I don't know what was going through my head. Now things have cleared, I'm not dead. Now that I've settled in bed, you should have told me a lie. Tell you why, I don't know what was going through my head. What if I walked off the line? What if I never revived? You should have told me a lie. Tell you why, I don't know what was going through my head. You know it should have been red. You know it should have been red.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? That right there was, let's see, who was that? That was the Great Lake Swimmers, I believe. I got all mixed up as I was typing these names in. Let me make sure. Yes, that was the Great Lake Swimmers who covered the song. What was going through my head, who, of course, the band was the Grapes of Wrath that did that song. Remember that song? Yes. All right. And then before that, we heard the band Light Fires. They did an Eric Strip cover called, let's just, let me double check here. The song is called Happens All the Time. And then we heard another song, from the Forest City Lovers. And they did a Sloan song from the album, a cover from the album One Chord to Another, The Lines You Amend. And then we started that whole set off with Andrew Vincent, who covered the Northern Pike song, Teenland. Yes. All right. So that's the story there. And all four of those songs you can find on this compilation that I played called Have Not Been the Same, Volume 1. Too Cool to Live and Too Smart to Die. Now, this is based on the book Have Not Been the Same, The Can Rock Renaissance, 1985 to 1995 by Michael Barclay. And there you go. So there's actually a 19-song CD that kind of was I don't know, it's like the companion to the book, and it's all, now I said it was Canadian songs covered by Canadian artists, but I do see some non-Canadian songs, like for example Pop Goes the World, that was Men Without Hats, so they're not Canadian, but most of the songs that are covered appear to be Canadian. And definitely all the bands who cover them are Canadian, if that makes sense. All right, so my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where we listen to Canadian music, And things in my life are stressful. Stressful. It's okay, though. Way less stressful in the latter half of the day. But let me tell you, I had a really bad sleep last night, and I'll tell you why. Because I happened to, you know, get some Groupons, you know, here and there. And I decided to get this $39, maybe you know it. It's a Groupon for $39, and it gets you $115 worth of, you know, photo albumage, if you will, from some place called, I don't know, Canada Photo Albums or something. And it's like digital. You do it all sort of through this program and online. And then anyways, bingo bango, we put these pictures together and you get a photo album in the mail. So I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. And I'm not good with doing the pictures lately. Like growing up, I always had really nice photo albums, but I don't know what it is. I have two kids and you'd think I'd be good at it because I have kids. Henceforth, I should be doing that. But here's the funny and sad things that when you have the kids, you are stressed out a lot. So you're stressed out and you have very little time, and anything that's not sort of crucial or vital, especially when you work full time, which is what I do, seems to go on the back burner. So finally got around. I ordered this thing and I was like, oh, there's a deadline on that thing. And there is. It expires today, May 23rd. So last night I was like having dinner and I was like, oh my God, it's today May 22nd. I've got to get that photo album done tonight. So I did. I spent 5.5 hours working on this thing. And then by the time I was done, it came to the point where you need to put in your Groupon code. And I put it in and it's like, code invalid. And I'm like, what? And so anyways, I was like so stressed out. I was like, oh my God, tomorrow it expires. I don't know if they're going to give it to me. I'm a loser. And all these photos, like I spent so much time on it. And so then I emailed them and then I called them and no reply. And then finally later on today, well, I got some stupid reply and it didn't make sense. And then I called them and they were like, we have nobody manning the phones today. Like some pre-recorded message. I was like, oh my God. So finally they call me and it's all good. So that's my story. They have extended the deadline for 5 days and they tell me the problem and it seems easily fixable. So my brain is no longer exploding. If you've ever been on a computer looking at photos, and I'm sure any designers out there, after a while your head and your eyeballs hurt and you're just like, oh, so my head no longer hurts. I'm feeling better. That's my story. That's my exciting Photo Book Canada story. Hoo-wee. All right. What do we got here? Some more music, don't we? Okay. So let's see. I'm going to play us some Sloan. So we already heard a Sloan cover. Oh, where's the CD? Okay, it's over here. We're good. I'm going to play us with... I haven't played anything from this album, which is one chord to another, in a long time. This CD was released back in 96. And we're going to hear Nothing Left to Make Me Want to Stay. Yes, I will not force us to listen to the Future Shop song, which is The Good in Everyone, which I love. It's a really good song, but, you know, once the Future Shop got a hold of it, it's like, no, thank you. Okay, so here we go. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM. This here is Sloan. I think we might be good. Hold on. And let's try that again.
Their life as if there is no other, so they burn their bridges, but they couldn't care any less. Comes the time it catches up, they pay no matter, pack their bags and take off to another place to start from scratch. They never get attached. Another
grabs my hand. I think we're through. You know we're through. You will be angry. Angrier than me. Take the couch. Yeah, take the lamp. You took my life. I'll keep my heart. I will be. It's so much better when you're gone. Take the couch. Yeah, take the lamp. You took my life. I'll keep my heart.
All right, folks, that right there. Oh, wow. It's not over. Okay, I've got to fix this CD player to make it not continue. Be continuous, and I don't know. I'm technologically inferior to everybody else around me lately. That's okay. All right, so let's see. Who did we just hear? We heard a band called Chains of Love. They're out of Vancouver. They're awesome. They are two sort of sexy girls who kind of play like a sort of 60s style of kind of rock. And the song we heard is called He Is Leaving With Me. Yes, he is. He's leaving with me. So there you go. And then before that, we heard, let me tell you the name of that album, too. It's called Strange Gray Days. All right. It's new. And then we heard the Apollo Ghosts. They have a new CD out. It's called Landmark. These guys are local as well. They are comprised of three boys and a girl. The girl's the drummer. Isn't that cool? She's not the typical bass player like you always see, like me. But anyways, and we heard the song, which is called So Much Better When You're Home. Or when you're gone. Oh, no, hold on. It's like it's all handwritten. So would you like to join me here, Val? Val is in the house. She's here. She's looking all chatty. Oh, hello, Val. Oh, hi, Val. How are you?
I'm not bad. How about yourself?
No, I'm good. We should have a fun show. What could it be called?
Yeah.
Let's see. Like, because I do the rock. You do the folk. We could be called
Folk and Rock.
Frock. I don't know. I could play a
Hey, well, I see a wood pigeon CD.
Wood pigeon is sort of that. If we were a Venn diagram,
right?
I'm a teacher. Can you tell? Two circles that are like in join,
intersect,
and then intersected.
Pigeon.
We could intersect with wood pigeon, and we could also play my band out of Leamington. You know,
I'm trying to remember the name.
They're awesome.
Sponsored by the canning jar people.
Sun Parlor Players. That's it. We can play them.
Right.
So that would be good. So there you go. By the way, we heard Sloan before that too. One chord to another. The album in
Love Sloan.
Yeah, you love Sloan?
I do. So who doesn't?
Well, yeah, you know. Yeah, go
you know,
on.
Canadians
sorry.
Of a certain age. Although I sort of just kind of got the very beginning of Sloan.
Well,
before
that was
I
the
grew
best.
Out of them. Yeah.
That was the best part of Sloan. Look at this. Hello.
Yeah.
Signed by all the Sloan boys.
Of course.
My autograph CD. Yep. And this here is
not to boast or anything.
No, I don't, because I'm such a nerd. I'm like 26. I'm at like, you know, Devonshire Mall in Windsor. Can you sign my CD?
Excellent.
But anyways, no. So this album, 96, was about the last time I really was into Sloan, sadly. Well, for me, sadly. I don't know.
I never saw them live until a couple of years ago, and
really?
That was in San Francisco, strangely enough, at a small club.
Wow, well, that's interesting.
Well, fairly small club. The Independent is a very cool club downtown, in the lower Haight area of San Francisco. And got to chat with the boys after, and they were all asking after Nardwar, of course.
Oh, of course. Actually, I saw Chris Murphy in here at CITR with Nardwar about three, four years ago. He was just kind of walking in. And I was kind of like, oh, wow, that's Chris Murphy. I used to, like, idolize him, you know? I mean, no longer. And so when you saw Sloan, that was how many, you said, like,
just a couple of years
ago.
It wasn't long. Yeah. It was like they're kind of the greatest hits album had just come out. They're just kind of doing the small club thing. Like, a lot of 90s bands are doing that, actually.
Right,
like,
making some money.
Sky Diggers just went on a little tour of small venues. That's the thing to do now.
Now, when you saw Sloan, were they looking good or were they looking kind of older?
No, all looking good, man.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I think there's a little hair dye happening. Yeah, they're looking a little too good.
Except
you know
Patrick,
what I mean?
He's got, like, seriously, there's no way he would have dyed his hair, I don't think. Patrick went fully gray. This one here.
Oh, did he? Okay.
This guy here. That dude who has dark hair in 96. But he's the guy's, and then there's Jay. Yeah, they are fairly, ooh, then Andrew is a drummer. He's a nice looking boy. Now, was there a fifth one with him? Do you remember?
I don't.
Because Jay, what's his name? He's from Vancouver. He's playing a bunch of local bands here. He actually joined as the fifth Sloan guy. I know. Now, what's his name? Greg McDonald. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Now he lives in Toronto, and he's like, that's a pretty good game.
I know who Greg is, so I'm going to say Greg wasn't with them.
No. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Not on that tour.
Right. So,
that's fun.
Do you have anything exciting coming on your show, which would be in 32 minutes? Yeah, tell us.
We're going to go back in time, speaking of the 90s, to the Decemberists' first album.
The Decemberists.
Decemberists.
See, I like
they're
the
there
Decemberists.
We would, even though they're not Canadian, of course, you can't play them on your show. But that's, again, where our Venn diagrams intersect.
It does.
But if you recall, at the very end of their first album, I can't remember the name of the album, but it's a really long cut, starts off with California One, and then was it Youth Brigade or something like that. It's a really cool song. And, well, it talks about Highway 1 in California, and I think there's even a reference to the Golden Gate Bridge. Golden Gate Bridge is turning 75 this year.
Oh, really? 75?
And there's a big party this weekend, like huge party.
Wow.
Going to close the bridge and have fireworks and all that stuff. And I wish I was. I love that bridge. It's the world's most famous bridge.
And you're not going. You're not going.
Amazingly,
no, and I say that because Val is a world traveler. She's always away.
And I love San Francisco, but I thought, well, you know what? The bridge will still be there, but with less crowds.
That's true.
It's the crowds that freak me out.
Really? Are you?
Maybe I shouldn't even say it out loud. It's a target, you know?
Really? Are you not into crowds at all?
It's a target.
Oh, that kind of target.
Yeah, we won't even say the T word. Okay. Target.
Yeah, there we go.
But, exactly.
Jeez.
The only thing the only crowds I will put up with are the ones at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. That's also in San Francisco, and they get like up to 1 million people.
Shut up.
But that's all spread out in Golden Gate Park. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Seriously. It's a free festival. This departed, sadly, he died last year. The guy who puts it on is a venture capitalist billionaire, I think.
Wow.
And he loved music. He loved bluegrass music. He even played a bit himself. And he puts on this awesome festival.
Hmm.
Last time I went, Robert Plant was there.
Oh, wow.
They get the big stars. It's great, and it's free.
Wow.
That's the only time I will put up with those kind of crowds, though.
Wow, interesting.
Like even this weekend, for example, did you know there's a big festival it's a folk festival, so maybe you don't know about
maybe
it.
Maybe I don't.
Northwest Folk Life. Yeah, that's right. Northwest Folk Life at Seattle Center.
And
they do it Memorial Weekend.
Seattle.
And apparently, someone told me they get now up to 250,000 people there.
No way.
But again, it's free. It's this massive free music festival.
Yeah, and that's this weekend?
That's this weekend.
Are you going to go?
No, I haven't been in years. And again, when I heard the 250,000, I thought, kind of freaked me out a bit.
Do you ever go to Bumbershoot?
Yes.
That's good times.
I don't know that they get maybe they get 250,000 people there too.
I don't know.
Feels like it sometimes.
You think, I've been a couple times, I think.
I like Bumbershoot.
Me too. I like the grounds, like on the Seattle Fairgrounds or
and
whatever.
Flush toilets. I can go a whole weekend without using a porta potty, unlike most festivals that I go to.
Well, you're
not
the queen of festivals.
Mention. I used to be. I'm kind of slowing down.
You're slowing down.
Yeah, slowing down. Anyway, should I like to get back to playing some more music?
Okay. No, sometimes it's nice to just chat.
Yeah, exactly. We don't get the chance to catch up.
I know. Well, Val, let's see. Anything else you can contribute to this?
Your show is sounding awesome.
Really? You're not just saying that? That's my favorite comment. Okay. I was
I did just say that.
I know you.
But I meant it is what you mean.
Thank
yes,
you.
I did mean it. I was sincere.
Okay. Well, thank you. No, because my favorite is, I don't know, maybe it was just post-pregnancy and I was down. Admittedly, I was sounding pretty stupid. And I'll never forget, some guy just calls me. You've heard the story. Calls me, goes, "You're an idiot," and just hung up. Let me tell you, that is an ego killer. And I was like, F you in my head. I was thinking, yeah, I was like, whatever. But of course, it was sort of like, you know, resonating through my bones for like the next sort of, I don't know, 6-8 months. I hate the fact that I just brought it up now sort of harkens me back to somebody who, I don't know, is pretty cruel. But that's okay.
I'm sure to balance that out, you get nice callers too.
That's true. Oh, actually, speaking of callers, I got a EJH, Mr. Elton John Hater. That's what he calls himself. And I'm going to see if I can play a song for him. This band is called the Dupobs. Dupobs. D-U-P-O-B-S. And, and by the way, he corrected me. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Elton John Hater. I said that Men Without Hats were not Canadian. I was confusing them with the Australian band Men at Work.
Men at Work.
Thank
yes.
you. Well, that's an understandable mistake, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think so.
It's not like saying Sloan are from England. They're my favorite band from England. It could be worse, I suppose.
Sloan Rangers are from England.
the Sloan Rangers?
I don't know if there's a band called that, but there's Sloan Rangers, those chicks that they hang out in, I forget what part of London.
I don't know.
I heard the term Sloan Rangers.
Gangsta chicks or something?
No, completely the opposite, actually.
Oh, okay. The Sloan Rangers.
You have to look it up. Sloan Rangers.
Okay, well, yeah. That sounds interesting. Huh. Not like the hooligans or whatever they call them over there?
Maybe I think they're more like British Valley Girls.
Oh, the Sloan Rangers. Sounds like fun. And they're not fans of Sloan.
Would be a good name for a band.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Not that I know.
Well, I'm going to have to. I will Google. Aside from the Doo-Pops, maybe I'll look up the Sloan Rangers because you know this is the kind of stuff I spend my time Googling. I don't care about international relations.
What would we have done without Google?
I know.
What have we done? How did we survive this long without having Google in our lives?
I'm telling you, as you know, we're in the technical revolution.
That's what they keep saying.
I know. And here's the thing. I'm talking to my students, right? And because I'm a teacher. Yes, shockingly, I'm a teacher. And I teach social studies. So there's a huge history component. And I'm telling my grade. Oh, yeah. We're talking about the Renaissance. I'm telling my grade eights. About the Renaissance. It's a giant deal. It's Age of Enlightenment. It's like new technological or scientific discoveries, etc. What's that noise? Do you hear something? Anyways,
The DJ clinic.
Right. Oh, that's nice. What it is—a DJ clinic. Okay.
We got the doors open. It's too damn hot in here with the doors closed.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm explaining how this is a big deal, and my kids are like me, like half brain dead, like whatever. And I had to explain like they are in the midst of this technological revolution because I'm 41 and they're 13, and the fact that when I was in high school, and many people way younger than me, who when they're in high school, there was no internet.
No.
I explained them.
I barely had computers.
I explained to them the Dewey Decimal System, and we used to have to go to the library and pull out this like long drawer.
With cards.
Right, with cards, right? And you would, and then you'd have to write that bibliography. Remember bibliographies?
Oh,
pain in the ass. Now there's a thing. Check this one out, Val. I don't know if you know this.
It's called a program?
Yeah, it's called bibme.org.
Nice.
You go to bibme.org, and then you literally type in the ISBN number of your book, and then it literally pops out this stuff.
Oh my God.
So I'm thinking, while yes, we had way more hardships, I also have a theory here. I think that as people, we're more resilient, stronger, and just by having to do that crap, it makes us something better than those people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm with you.
I'm superior to you little peons. That's what I'm saying. You guys have no clue.
I'm not gonna argue with
I don't know. I'm just trying to I'm trying to rationalize all the work we used to do that now.
Like times tables?
We
can still do.
Exactly.
I know. What do people do when they don't have access to a calculator?
Exactly. See, we can do long division.
We can do long division, times tables.
You got it.
Spell things without spell check.
That's true.
I can still do that.
That's true. So I don't know.
Kids these days.
I know we're so old. We're like totally going on about that.
Get off my lawn.
I know, totally. All right, Miss Ballerina. Okay. Ballerina, it's been a slice chatting with
you. Thank you. Yes.
And, now I only have 24 minutes of my show, and then you come in.
100% CanCon, baby. For you. I'm loving it. Sounds Gorgeous Hideaway rocks.
You're so sweet. All right.
See you soon.
All right, Miss Folk Voices. Bye, Val. All right, enough of that. All this chitter chatter. Oh, whatever. Okay, so let's listen to some more music, right? That's why we are here. So, speaking of Safety Dance. Now, this is what... Okay, there's that band. I was saying that Men Without Hats was not Canadian, made a mistake. I'm confusing with Men at Work. And then I was thinking Safety Dance, which is, that would be Men Without Hats. Now I'm going to play as a band called The Safety Show, which has nothing to do with any of it. But in my head, I'm connecting the dots. Okay, so anyways, my name is Anita B. And I will be back in 2 more weeks, in case you're curious, as to when to next tune into this fabulous show. It's 6:30 till 8 every second Wednesday. And in between those other Wednesdays, you need to keep listening because you have Jonathan B. He hosts his show called Shameless. And he's a nice boy. So, all right. Okay. Now, Safety Show, they have a CD. I'm not playing anything off their new one. I've got the CD here called Blackwater, which is very good. And they do have a new one as well, which I probably should play, but this is the one in my hand. So, I'm lazy. Anyways, so we're going to hear the song. Oh, I don't know. How about... The Uninvited. That's what we'll hear that one. And let's see. The Safety Show is comprised of Katie Lappy, Sean Bristow. You've got Shane. That would be Shane Phillipson. Joe Schmeld, the drummer. And I believe that's all where they're at now as a band. They used to have another guy. I don't think the other guy is there anymore. So Let's just hear the song The Uninvited from their album Blackwater, which was released, oh, I don't know, three years or so ago. All right. And yeah, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Artists and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Grammy Award winners Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
So what do you think of the Dupop new album? The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, go ahead. I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Right, that right there, of course, was the song Real Thing from the Pointed Sticks. And I love the Pointed Sticks. I saw them back at the end of 97, at which point they had sort of reconvened. They had come back together as a band, and they put on an awesome live show here. And I happened to see the all ages show with my little monkey, with my little daughter at the time. And I have some cute pictures from that. And there you go, the Pointed Sticks. Now, that song you can find on a compilation that I have called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music from 77 to 88. This was put out by Zulu Records back in 91. There you go. Now, of course, you can find the original, I guess, printing of that or copy of that song. But this is easy. So there you go. Okay, now what else did we hear? I'm going to give us some weather soon, too. All right. So before the Pointed Sticks, oh, yeah, we heard a band called Carnations. Now, these guys are out of Toronto. I'm sure they were. I'm sure they're no longer around. We heard the song Sundays, and that I also found on a compilation called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2. That was kind of in that era, like right around the year 2000, when bands were still wanting to kind of sound like Sloan, if you know what I mean, speaking of Sloan. And I guess you could say those guys fall into that category. All right, now we heard the band The Safety Show, who really don't sound strikingly like anyone to their benefit, to their, you know, so good for them. They're a good band. I mean, yeah. And we heard something from their album Blackwater. The song was The Uninvited. All right, now what do we have? We have like about 6 or 7 minutes until the show is over, until Val comes on with her show, which is Folk Oasis. Let's see, what do we have? We have some weather. So today is Wednesday. It's already May 23rd. Can you believe it? Wednesday, May 23rd, 2012. All right. So tonight we are going to be getting down to a low of only 10, so it's not too bad. But it will be raining overnight, apparently. Tomorrow's Thursday with a high tomorrow of 15. And, it looks like it's only cloudy periods, but we will be seeing some sun, apparently. And Friday. Ooh, Friday looks nice. Wow, is that real? Let's see. Is this the real thing? Friday, May 25th, a high of 20 degrees and sunny. And then Saturday, look at this, a high of 20 and sunny. Yay. And then Sunday, isolated showers with a high of 17. So it's looking pretty good. There we go. All right. So that's looking nice. And I'll be back again in 2 weeks. So I'll leave us with a few songs here. Now, what do I have? When in doubt, play. Oh, you know what I need to play? Actually, I can't believe I've just thought of this now because I'm not the most organized person. But let's see if I can find us some Handsome Furs. And I say that because the Handsome Furs, they broke up. They broke up like last week, which is bizarre. And a lot of people are sort of, what's going on? And they're in particular, if this band breaks up, there's a lot of questions because they are a couple, right? They're a married couple. So a lot of people are saying like, are they broken up? I don't know. Now, since last week I found the news, I haven't heard anything otherwise to say that they aren't a couple or whatever. So who knows? Hey, how about I leave us with a song called I'm Confused? That could work. All right. Let's hear the song I'm Confused Because I Am. And anyways, the Handsome Furs are a couple, like I mentioned, a married couple. They are comprised of Alexi. What's her last name? Here's a funny thing. You'd think her last name would sound like, I don't know, Russian, but it's not. It's Alexi Perry and Dan Beckner. Now, Dan Beckner, of course, was in the band Wolf Parade, as well as the Victoria band Atlas Strategic. And here we go. Who knows what's going on with the band or the couple or whatever. They are based in Montreal, or were, excuse me. And we'll hear the song I'm Confused from their 2009 album Face Control. And this is Anita B saying goodnight. Thank you for listening. And to Mr. Elton John Hater, my one and only caller, I found the band Do Pobs, but I had to like log in, so I couldn't play the song. So I'm sorry. Thank you for listening, though. And I will be back in 2 weeks. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway saying goodnight. Rock on. And keep listening to Canadian music. Here is the Handsome Furs on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I know.
The utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
May is Asian Heritage Month, so don't miss out on these cool events going on in your community.
Ongoing for the month of May, check out the World Poetry International Festival. The festival will be taking place in multiple locations and promises to feature a multicultural and multilingual celebration of poetry, music, and dance with a focus on youth and a theme of peace. International poets will be welcomed by local poetic groups. This event is free to the public, and for details, visit www.worldpoetry.ca. Also taking place all month long, it's the Generation One Art Exhibition. Works will be showcased at the International Arts Gallery at the International Village in Chinatown, UBC's Irving K. Barber Learning Center, and the UBC River Market. This art exhibition is produced by artists and community partners to showcase Asian-Canadian artists' creativity and vitality, featuring both established local artists as well as emerging artists who are first-generation Canadians. For more